This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Was a great thinker who said, "Once the sun goes down, all the weirdos turn crazy." And that's the logic behind this week's episode, which I am calling Devil City. The moon is up, we are past the gritty city sounds of the previous episode, and we've arrived in a full-on dystopic technopolis. Technopolis, technically a word, I looked it up. Just think Blade Runner and every video game that ripped off that very particular sort of bad version of the future, and you get the idea of what I'm going for with this episode. That intro track comes from the Sunsoft PC Engine release Outlive, about which I know fairly little, but based on some playthroughs I watched on YouTube, it seems to be some sort of sci-fi set game that combines RPG, shooter, and visual novel elements, and looks very interesting. The name of the track I played is Enemy Fighting Worker, and it was composed by Masashi Kagayama, who is also responsible for the very good soundtrack to the NES game Gimmick, which I gave a spotlight to back in episode 85, and which I strongly suggest you look into if you haven't yet. Link in show notes. I thought the track I played was exactly the piece of dark, tense, techno-influenced music to kick off an episode full of dark, tense, techno-influenced music. In addition to being part three of a little series that started with a drive in the country and just kind of went downhill from there in tone, hopefully not in quality, this episode is a perfect lead into what you're getting next week, which is an actual 16-bit Halloween music episode. A few tracks from this episode actually could have easily been featured in that episode, but as is the case every year, I have more tracks than I do slots in the episode. So, I mean, unless you want a 2.5 hour long Halloween episode, this is what I am planning to do. You might actually want a 2.5 hour long Halloween episode, but I actually have to say I can't do that because I have a dog to walk and laundry to fold and other things I need to do with my week. But the main feed episode you're getting next week is not the only example of a Halloween merriment I'm going to be sending your way. More on that in a second. Just as I did with the previous two episodes, this one is going to start a little lighter and then just get heavier from there. Though, given the theme, the bass line is already gonna be a little heavy to start out with. That is just how dystopias sound, I guess. But I'll be leaving you somewhere that is just demonic and demented enough for Halloween. First up in our first block of music is Neo Tokyo from Sega's Mega Drive-only platformer Pulseman, which was not given a proper release for the Sega Genesis, though it was playable via the Sega Channel. The composer is Junichi Masuda, who would go on to compose and program for the Pokemon franchise shortly thereafter. After that is BGM-E from the Sega Genesis game Atomic Robo Kid, then it's the Stage 5 theme from Gunstar Heroes, and then after that, fourth, is Another World 1, parentheses, Fifth Day, from the Genesis shooter Burning Forts, which I played a track from two episodes ago and which was composed by Yoshinori Kawamoto.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to the tail end of BGM4 from the PC Engine shooter Barunba, a game that is very fun to say, and I hope you like hearing it because it's a game you're going to be hearing a lot of over the next few weeks, one track at a time, if you keep listening to my show. It's one of those games that I knew very little about until recently, and I still actually don't know all that much about it, aside from the fact that its soundtrack has an exceptionally nice meaty punch. Now, before I go into the next block, I want to give a heads up about Patreon. The past two episodes, I've been kind of thinking out loud about how I wanted to handle a Patreon-only bonus episode based on this little three-episode miniseries I've been making, and I can't figure out how to make it work. I'm only going to put stuff on Patreon if I think it's something people would actually dig and, like, want to listen to. I'm not going to put something up just because I can, if that makes sense. And I just can't think of a way to make the material from the past three episodes work into any sort of no-talk, audio-only episode that I think would be especially good. So in lieu of doing something that I think might be kind of sucky, I'm going to give you something I think everyone will like. It is a special Halloween episode. It's going to be a special compilation of every 16-bit track from every previous Halloween episode I've ever posted. So it should be a substantial collection of creepy fun music, all from the 16-bit era. This is in addition to what you're getting next week. Next week on the main feed, you're going to be getting the year's new Halloween episode, as well as another episode on Patreon that is everything that didn't make the cut for that episode. So two different Halloween episodes on Patreon before we actually get to October 31st. I hope that makes you guys happy. Kind of makes me happy, actually. Especially because if I do this, it relieves me from having to figure out a way to make all this content from the past three episodes work into anything that really makes sense as a standalone compilation, if that makes sense. That was probably a lot of information all at once, but the biggest takeaway for now is that as of the moment the episode you're listening to now goes live on the main feed, that promised 16-bit supercut of every Halloween track I've played before on this show will also be live on Patreon, and you can listen to it if you pledge just $1 a month. Patreon.com/singingmountain. Back to the topic at hand, dystopias. Trekking through the increasingly dangerous streets of some sinister glowing metropolis. First up is the Tokyo theme from the Genesis port of Saturday Night Slam Masters, Capcom's attempt to answer the question, what if Street Fighter, but with wrestling? A decent, decent game. If you ever get a chance to play the sequel, which was never ported to any system ever, and I don't know why, please, please, please take that chance. It's a very interesting fighting game, and I would say improves on several play mechanics about the first Slam Masters that I did not like. After Slam Masters, it is Factory from Ranger X, a 1993 run and gun published by Sega for the Genesis. The composer there is Yoshinobu Hiraiwa. And then third in that track is actually the Overworld 3 theme from Tales of Phantasia. Yes, an RPG, and yes, a Super Famicom title. I think the first that I've played so far in this episode, unless I'm mistaken. I swear it fits the theme. So this last track that's trailing off right now is Empire State Building from a Sega Genesis title I'd never heard of before. El Viento, a platformer that is actually the first in a whole trilogy of Sega-produced games that also includes Ernest Evans and Annette Futatabi, neither of which I'd ever heard of either. This first game takes place in a weird fusion of noir and horror fantasy, with a character inspired by Al Capone, and a backdrop that draws on the H.P. Lovecraft mythos, which sounds definitely unique and something I would have played if I knew it existed back then, but until I was doing the research for this episode, I'd never heard of this game, El Viento, which is Spanish for the wind, and I wonder why. Maybe someone can tell me. The soundtrack is by Motoi Sakuraba, and it's great, and I'm tempted to explore the entire trilogy now that I know it exists. Is this something you guys knew about? Do you have any suggestions for tracks that might sound as good as this one? Please, tell me about it. For this third block of music, I tried to pick tracks that elevate the mood, by which I mean elevate the tension, by which I mean maybe give the slightest notion that instead of just wandering around this sprawling neon monster city, you're actually going somewhere specific. Maybe you're actually closing in on this place you've set out for. And maybe that place is not a good place to be, but so often video games are not about going to the places that are nice places to be. That is what being a hero is all about, it turns out. I'm kicking off this block with an old favorite that I thought fit. The Boomer Quanger theme from Mega Man X, composed by Yuko Takahara. And then behind that is the Mission 2 theme from Terminator 2, the arcade game, which is not actually an arcade game, but which is the Sega Genesis port of that game, but it has arcade game there in the title to distinguish it from other Terminator 2 games. It's a confusing thing. I wish we found a better way to do that. I think we're past it now. The soundtrack to this port of Terminator 2 is credited to Alistair Brimble, whose name I find charming. Third, it's another track from Ranger X, this one just titled Technology, followed by the Round 1-2 theme from a game that I'm hesitant to pronounce because it looks like it will probably be wrong no matter what I say, but it's Gynog, or maybe Gynog, or maybe it's just Gyno, which doesn't seem like what they'd want me to call this game, but it's spelled G-Y-N-O-U-G. So that really could be a lot of things, and I really hope it's not Gyno or Gyno, but, you know, if it was, and no one had the courage to point out that that's a bad name for a video game, then that's kind of hilarious. And that's not even the only hilarious video game name we're going to be getting to this episode. Despite my problems with the name of this game, the music's very good, and it's by Noriyuki Iwadari, who is consistently good. So get ready for that, and I'm really thinking it might actually be Gyno, now that I think about it. Gyno, the video game. It's a shooter. It's like a fantasy-based shooter. I don't know why it would be called Gyno, but it seems like it's called Gyno. This block closes out with the return of the Sega Genesis port of Virtua Fighter 2. It is Jeffrey's theme, titled Fisherman of the Seven Seas, but sounding like something that I thought wasn't out of place in this episode. Definitely more techno-sinister than you'd expect from a happy fisherman's theme. And now we're at the last block. In my head, the narrative at this point is ascending some skyscraper in the middle of the city, you know, like an evil skyscraper, and level by level having to fight off tougher and tougher monsters until you get to the top floor, where, of course, waits certain doom. First up is Dark City, appropriate name, from Tenchi no Uda, specifically the third game in the Tenchi no Uda RPG series, and the first one released for the Super Famicom. It is also a game that has never been officially translated for audiences outside of Japan. You'll also be hearing a lot of this game soundtrack in the near future, because I think it's very good, thanks to great work by Motoi Sakuraba and Shinji Tamura. Then it's Dangerous Seed, another hilariously titled video game. Is a Mega Drive game released with music by Yoshinori Nagumo, and the track is Mars. And let's just be thankful that the track I picked was Mars and not one of the other offerings on the soundtrack, which is Uranus. I could have been playing you Uranus from the game titled Dangerous Seed, and I am not going to do that because I decided to be a grown-up today. You should be proud of me. Third, after Dangerous Seed, is the return of the PC Engine title Bubblegum Crash. We're just going to call this track Track 2, because that's all I know about it. And then fourth is Devil Dance from Majin Tensei, a Super Famicom game that is yet another spin-off to the Megami Tensei games, and I'm continually surprised and impressed how big this game's universe really is. Devil Dance was composed by Hirohito Aoki. And then finally, fifthly, not quite to the boss yet, because that's yet to come, but very close to the boss, it's the title theme to the TurboGrafx-16 game Devil's Crash, composed by Toshiaki Sakoda. Oh,
We'll be right back.
And that's it. For the first time since Singing Mountain came back, I guess I don't really have any special end of episode business to mention here, but I will remind everyone that anyone paying a dollar or more a month on Patreon will have access to the two Halloween episodes. One, the retrospective 16-bit Halloween tracks I played before Supermix, which is live right now. And then next week, an extended version of the regular Halloween episode you're going to be getting on the main feed. Patreon.com/Singing Mountain. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms about Singing Mountain, the easiest way to reach me is on Twitter, either at DrewGMackie, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at SingMopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. You can also follow Singing Mountain on Facebook. Just search Singing Mountain and click on the thing that is not the bakery. And if you like pixel art, I'm on Instagram as well. Please subscribe. And if you like the show, please give me a rate and review for all the reasons you've heard on every podcast ever. One person since the show has come back has given me a rate and review, and to that person, I say thank you. I do have one final track for you, of course, and it's a track I love because it's weird, but because it's weird, I've had a hard time fitting it in any other episode of Singing Mountain so far. I was going to fit it anywhere this seems like the episode I would be able to weasel it in, so I'm sticking it in right at the end. It is the theme of the Magitek Research Facility from Final Fantasy VI, a very demented, very demonic piece of music that should give you some notion of technology gone very, very wrong. It is, of course, by Nobuo Uematsu, and yes, I'm still willing to play a track from something as well-known as a Final Fantasy game, especially if it's a track I've always meant to play but just haven't gotten around to yet. So until next week, when I'll be playing something that we can even better classify as demonic and demented, I will say, see ya.
Table Cakes production.